News, weather, and traffic. Arizona's News Talk leader. KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Welcome to Career Straight Talk, discussing everything in the workplace from personality to perception. This is your opportunity to learn the truth about what could be standing in the way of achieving your career dreams. And now for the inside scoop, here's your host of Career Straight Talk, Zoré Puret.
You heard it. We are back. This is Zoré Puret on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 Career Straight Talk, the place to be to find out how to have the career of your dreams. And this morning, we have a very special guest for you. Her name is Virginia Kravitz. I want to tell you a little bit about her. And she is going to be able to talk to us today about something that I think a lot of us experience and don't always know what to do about it, which is career restlessness. And Virginia, she's a career and life coach, and she is really focused on how people make meaningful change and create lives that delight them. And she's here to talk to us today about what you can do if you find that your career is not delighting you. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Zoré. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. Well, we like to just jump in on the show. I want to tell you before we do jump in, you can call in and access the great wealth of experience and information that Virginia has. Of course, I know a little something. I'm always happy to be of service and help you as well. I just learned almost all my stuff the hard way. I promise you, my parents just visited from Georgia, and they were reminding me that I learned it all the hard way. And I think my dad actually said he's really pleasantly shocked that I actually was successful, you know. It's like, thanks, Dad. Hopefully he's not listening to the show. But anyway, it was the number you can call is 1-866-536-1100. 1-866-536-1100. Again, as I've said before, I know it's hard to pick up that phone, but we're here for you. We want you to take advantage of the collective expertise and knowledge that's here to help you. So I promised we'd jump in. Let's jump in. Let's start with, you're here today to talk to us about career restlessness. What is that?
Yeah, it's a term I use for when you've reached that point of, you've reached a certain level of success in your career and your life, and then you hit that point where you're feeling a bit restless. And I describe it as something's stirring, but you don't quite know what.
Now, is it boredom? Is boredom a part of it?
Could be boredom, frustration. There's just something that is sort of tickling your brain with an idea of maybe doing something different, but you can't really identify what that is. It's not very tangible, but it's enough that you know it's tickling you.
When does this, in your work with people, when do you see this happening a lot?
Well, I work with people who have had a career, a successful career, so they're usually in their late 30s, 40s, even 50s, thinking about pre-retirement, starting to flirt with early retirement, but, you know, have had the career, could put in another X number of years, but are really flirting with doing something different.
Now, isn't that scary for people?
Yes, very scary. And in fact, oftentimes when I first enter into conversation with people, no sooner do they talk about the reasons they want to make a change than they say, but I really have it pretty good, so maybe I'm crazy to think about this.
Right, because, you know, often I think when I talk to people about making a career change, sometimes they're actually very unhappy in what they currently do. Other times, which I don't know if restlessness is something a little different. Now, let me ask you this. If I'm miserable in what I'm doing, I became a teacher because my mom wanted me to, and I don't really like to teach, or all kinds of variations of that. Does that fall under restlessness, or is restlessness something different? Is that a subset of something?
That's a good question. Restlessness is usually something that is more in the proactive column. You know, you don't have to make a change, but something's calling you.
Something's calling you. What's calling people?
I think it's the M word, meaning. You know, they've had some enjoyment in their career, but they're really looking for something that has more purpose, meaning, where they can feel unique in their contributions. So really taking the meaning up a notch.
So do you think that's what part of the restlessness is about? It's a sign for people?
Yes, exactly. I think it's usually, the restlessness is usually a cue or an opportunity, an invitation to do something more purposeful, play a little bigger, and you're trying it on, even though you haven't identified it.
Okay. Now, when you think about that, so if I acknowledge, if I understand that, well, wait, before I was going to go into a whole different place. Before I do that, now, for the person who's listening and is thinking, am I restless or am I not? Let's just talk for one more minute about what that would look like. I'd have a little bit of a stirring, thinking that what I'm doing, maybe I'd like to do something a little different.
Yeah, you might feel like you've got a little bit of a love-hate relationship with your current job. You don't hate it, but maybe you're getting a little bored, as you said before. Maybe you find yourself daydreaming a bit about some earlier dreams you had, or maybe it's even vaguer than that, but you just find that you're often wondering about what it would be like to be in a different environment.
So if I find myself in that position, what do I do?
That's a good question, because I think human nature is to want to solve for the answer right away. And I think rather than doing that, the best thing you can do is to just claim it as a project and acknowledge that it is a discovery process and give yourself a little room to think about some ideas. Consciously do that. There's relief when you say, oh, it's a process. I can take my time with it a bit.
Does that help minimize the fear, because you're not already thinking I have to give up my paycheck and my benefits and everything I've earned for the last 20 years to go do something new that I may fail at, right?
Yes. I think something I always do, and I had to do this for myself when I went through my own career restlessness, but now working with others, is to say, just because you're entertaining these ideas doesn't mean you're going to do them. We're going to go back and we're going to look at your criteria, whatever that criteria is, before you actually make a decision. But to give yourself freedom to knock around a few ideas.
So give yourself freedom that this is going to be a discovery, exploration process. And at the end of it, I may opt to stay exactly where I am, and that is okay?
Absolutely. That is okay. Sometimes people really don't want to leave the current environment. They just want to do a different mix of skills.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your own career shift, and I know you had told me that you actually spent 15 years in a corporate career with a leading healthcare benefits firm with some pretty prestigious positions, and left in 2002 and ended up pursuing a coaching career. So was that career restlessness for you?
Oh, yes. And I would say it really ebbed and flowed over a few years. So I really took a while to make the change and learned quite a bit during that process. I learned about opportunities right under your nose, even in the environment that you may have written off.
Do you feel really different now than you did before, now that you've made the shift?
Yes, different. Yes. You know, I use those experiences every day in running my business, but I do feel different, because I feel that what I'm doing now is really an even better fit, the next evolution, if you will, and brings me a lot of joy. And I think that's another word we talked about, meaning. Joy is another word that causes this restlessness to happen, the call for more joy.
So you found that in that next level of meaning for you,
yes,
by making the shift, and now you help people in making their shift.
Yes. And for me, it was also about self-expression, getting into a role where I could explore my creativity.
That's something that is self-expression on a number of levels. You know, I think there's a lot of people that will feel they have talents, skills, and abilities. Our guest last week was talking about that they're not really getting to use. And I think that starts to kill a little bit of you over time.
Yes. And once you identify what those are that you'd like to be using more, you can apply them right away, even before you make the change.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more with Virginia about career restlessness and what to do if you find yourself in that situation, and how to find that career that does absolutely delight you. And you heard Virginia, it could be in your existing career or a new one. We'll be right back.
Weather and traffic, Arizona's News Talk leader, KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Welcome back to Career Straight Talk, the place to get all of the career info they didn't teach you in college. To be a part of the show, call toll-free 866-536-1100. Now, here's your host of Career Straight Talk, Zora Purek.
Okay, you heard it. We're back. This is Zora Purek on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. You know how I'm frequently on shows talking about the art of focus is so important. Focus. So did I sound distracted? I was totally distracted. They were telling me 20 seconds. I was doing lots of stuff, but I'm with you now 100%. You have my complete attention, and we are here with Virginia Kravitz. Her business, In the Current, is designed to help professionals use their restlessness as a door to something bigger and to start living with a greater sense of joy and abandon. I don't know about you, but it sounds good to me. So, Virginia, before the break, we were talking about career restlessness and how that can really be interpreted as a call, yes, that there may be something calling you, a greater meaning, that next level. And we, you talked about one of the most powerful things you can do is to really give yourself permission to look at it as a discovery or exploration process. Don't have to make any decisions now. Don't have to be scared. You can listen to that call, figure out what it means, and decide what you want to do or not do about it.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of relief in that, in just saying, I don't have to be worried about my restlessness. I can relax in the process of it.
Now, let's say I've done that, okay, and I want to do this exploration or discovery. What do I do?
Well, there are a lot of great resources out there. Of course, being a career coach, I recommend getting a career coach. But, you know, what I did before I knew about coaches, when I was going through this years ago, I buddied up with two good friends of mine. And we met regularly, and we bounced around ideas. So, you know, some kind of team, whether it's a professional coach or a colleague or a friend, that you can explore this with, because you need other people for objective input.
So get a support team. That could be a career coach. It could be a close friend. It could be a family member. What would be the characteristics of an ideal support partner for a discovery process?
Great question, because people support us in different ways, and many of our loved ones may provide certain kinds of support, but maybe not the support you need for this process.
And I know one of the things we've talked about on the show is they can, in a very well-meaning way, be scared for you.
Yes.
And scared for themselves.
Yes. It's very hard to suspend your judgment and stay in that brainstorming mode with someone else when you're worried about how they're going to make a living and all those practical matters that do have to be addressed. So what an important quality in your support team would be someone who is good at brainstorming, can suspend the judgment for a little while, and someone who really knows you well. One step you can take is to seek feedback formally. There's a tool on my website I can tell you about later, but where you can your own assessment of what your key strengths are and give that to other people and see what they say about you.
Let's talk about, let's give people the address for that. Virginia's website is www.inthecurrent.com, INTHECURRENT.com, and you can access the assessment Virginia was talking about on her website.
Yes, just go under the tools and resources area. You know, there's a story about that from my own experience. When I distributed the skills assessment to some colleagues and friends years ago, many of them came back and said one of my key strengths was making work fun. And I said, oh, come on, guys, that's not a skill. What are you talking about? I wasn't really valuing it until I heard it reflected back to me. So that's really the value in seeking input.
From someone else.
Yes.
So you get that support partner. You've given yourself permission to explore. You find your support partner. Now what do you do?
Well, the first thing you do is a little introspection. As I mentioned, the skills inventory is one example. But, you know, really give a little thought to what experiences you've had, what interests you've had, what you've enjoyed doing the most. And if you can hearken back to some dreams you've had over your lifetime, this is something you can really look into. You know, if I had a dream that I wanted to be a ballet dancer, it doesn't mean that at age 43 I'm going to go try out and be a ballet dancer, but it might give me a clue. Maybe I want more of the arts in my life. So our dreams can provide clues to us, even if they're not to be carried out literally.
So allow yourself to, and that, I know that's another thing that people become frightened of, pursuing dreams or exploring dreams, or other people become frightened for them. And there's so many people ready to tell you that, oh, you can't be that ballet dancer. And so one of the things to do is really to suspend judgment yourself. You mentioned finding a partner that will suspend judgment and allow yourself to pursue your dream, look at your dreams and your aspirations, and decide what you want to pursue. And you may want to pursue them, you may not.
Absolutely. A lot of times when I'm working with people, what we'll do is we'll write down all those practical things just to get them out of your head. You know, what are your minimum salary requirements? What's your optimal amount of income you'd like to make? What's your ideal commute time? All those practical things that are going to be flying around your head if you don't address them. We write them down. We weight them. There's a tool for that on the website, too. And you come up with what your criteria is. And you can put that aside while you're doing this other work and know that you'll return to it.
That's right. You're listening to Zori Purek on KFNX News Talk Radio 11, Career 1100. Oh, my gosh. What did I do? See, didn't I tell you, Virginia? Don't worry if you stumble. Just be relaxed and laugh. So, and I'm talking here with Virginia Kravitz, career and life coach. You can give her a call, 1-866-536-1100, 1-866-536-1100, and ask her any questions about getting that career of joy and abandon for yourself. Now, so there's you mentioned another tool that can be found on your website will help you look at your own